Scholastic Audio presents Muse for Dogs by Lois Duncan. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren. Chapter 1.
I think we should start a newspaper for dogs, Andy said.
You think what?
Bruce Walker regarded his sister with astonishment.
He had arrived home from school to find her sitting on the front steps waiting for him, with her two dogs, Bebe and Friday, on either side of her. They looked like mismatched bookends, as Friday was a shaggy white hairball and Bebe, a dachshund, looked more like a sausage.
Elmwood Elementary let out an hour before the middle school, so Andy always beat Bruce home, but she didn't usually wait outside to intercept him. She did that only when she had something important to tell him, or when, like today, she'd come up with some outrageous project.
"I think we should start a newspaper," Andy repeated. "There's nothing for people to read to their dogs these days. Dogs need their own newspaper with articles written just for them."
"That's the dumbest thing I ever heard," Bruce said. Even if dogs liked the stories, they couldn't buy newspapers because they don't have money. Please, move so I can get into the house. I want to get something to eat before I take Red for his run. Andy got up and, with a dog tucked under each arm, trailed him into the house.
Where's Mom? Bruce asked.
Back when they lived in New Mexico, Mrs. Walker had been a teacher, but she hadn't yet found a teaching position in Elmwood, so, temporarily at least, she was a stay-at-home mother.
"She and Aunt Alice went to the mall," Andy said.
She set the dogs on the floor and watched with